Good evening from Ivy Hoops Online. Carla Brubay's Princeton Tigers returned home this evening for the first time in nearly a month. The evening's opponent, the Delaware Blue Hens. Each team brought a 5-3 record into the contest. The Tigers turned in their best defensive effort of the season, holding the visitors to just 47 points, two fewer than the 49 scored by the Temple Owls in the season opener. Princeton has yielded more than 60 points in a win this season only once. The Tiger offense generated 62 points, outscoring the Blue Hens in each quarter. The tone was set early as the Tigers notched one of their signature single-digit yields, 9 points, in the first quarter. One key sign of effective defense, of course, is the number of opponents' turnovers. Delaware had 26 tonight, which is one less than Connecticut's 27 last Thursday in stores. The Tigers converted those 26 turnovers into 31 points. Berube made a change in her starting lineup tonight, benching Paige Morton in favor of freshman Madison St. Rose, who made her first collegiate start. Unfortunately, St. Rose continues to struggle. She shot 1 of 9 from the field, missing on her 2 3-point attempts. She played 20 minutes. For her part, Morton failed to score in just 4 minutes. Caitlin Chen's 14 points led the Tigers. Julia Cunningham added 11. Ellie Mitchell had a typically robust stat line, narrowly missing a double-double. Mitchell had 11 points and 9 rebounds, along with a team-high 5 assists. The Tigers led by 6 after the first quarter, 9 at the half, and 14 after 3 periods. Princeton's offense was hardly imposing. The field goal shooting percentage was a lackluster 38%, but the 7 made threes helped, as did the 11 made free throws in 15 shots. The Tigers take to the road Thursday, traveling to New Brunswick to take on Rutgers of the Big Ten at 7 o'clock. The game will be available on the Big Ten Plus streaming service, but you will have to pay to see it. The Tigers close out their out-of-conference schedule against Rhode Island at 2 p.m. on December 28. The Ivy opener at Harvard takes place 3 days later at noon on New Year's Eve. So long from George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online, and we're all wishing you a happy holiday season.